Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is so simple. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my extremely dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board today. Chime in as always, son, if you would like to. You can say hello, at least.
Hello.
All right, cool. We're talking technology today, so you might be interested, Daniel. Today on the show, I am very pleased to welcome members of our Educational Technology Information Systems team here at Palm Springs Unified School District, and very blessed to have the director of the whole shebang, Mr. Will Carr.
Joan, thank you as always for inviting us.
Welcome back.
So excited.
And what's really exciting is, you know, we've done these technology shows before. We always run out of time. So this time we're doing back-to-back shows. So if you are enthralled by today's discussion, please tune in again next week, because we're going to continue the conversation, because there's just no way in heck to get it all into 30 minutes. In fact, getting it into 60 minutes will even be difficult, but we're going to give it a shot. I am very pleased also to welcome two of our TOSAs, that's Teachers on Special Assignment, and they are Technology Teachers on Special Assignment, Ms. Bhavani Patel. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Ms. Ursula Fabiano, welcome back as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Last time Will came, he brought like at least four other people. I think he brought four people in addition to himself. And I said, look, I know you're enthusiastic. I think this is real cool. We don't have enough microphones, and please divide your team.
We were supposed to sing a song, and decided not to. So I had backup singers in some bass. Eddie was, you know, baritone.
Eddie will be on next week's show, and I expect a song, so you might want to give him a heads up and tell him to start practicing.
Well, he is the one with the velvety voice, so
he should be the one to sing the song. Have a really cool voice, but you ladies,
I'll be the
do
judge
well
of that one.
As well. You what?
I'll be the judge of that one.
Oh, wait to hear his voice.
Oh, his voice is good. You've heard Eddie before, I think. He's got a great voice. In fact, you know what that reminds me of?
Is he the one who I actually intentionally lowered on the board?
Could be.
It's pretty dang low already. So.
That was like that email that you sent me as a joke, remember?
No.
You don't?
I do not use
Will was walking around being
unofficial business.
Oh, Will was walking around being the stellar director that he is, and decided to put me in my place by going over to my computer, which had my email wide open.
Oh, you left your computer
open.
Wide open. Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember.
And he typed an email to me from Eddie.
Or saying, from you to Eddie.
Oh, it was from me to Eddie? And I said, that's right. He sent an email to Eddie saying something to the effect of, I just love your voice, and, you know, when can I have that voice back again? And then Eddie responds, and he's like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And I said, oh, my God, I didn't send this. And I went to Will and said, there's gremlins in my computer. And he goes, no, there isn't. Don't leave your computer open like that. So I learned a lesson. The good thing now, though, now that we're in the new building, if you leave your desk for like longer than if you're not on the email for 10 or 15 minutes, it goes away itself. It closes down.
The screen's
that. Yeah. Because then you have to log back in. It's very good. It's
good
very
security.
Good security, yeah. Will. So good job. All right. I just spent I wasted 5 minutes of our time here, but it was fun.
Super.
How long have you been with the district, Mr. Carr?
So going on 19 years. Going on.
Wow.
So
me
in
too.
March,
yeah,
it'll be 19. Very similar time frame.
Yeah, you came a little bit before me because I just started 18. So we have so much going on in our district that, you know, in terms of technology for our, we're not going to talk about staff that much today. We're talking about kids.
Right.
And it's just incredible. So first, let's, you gave me a little cheat sheet, and we were going to talk about Vblog. What is that?
Yeah, so Vblog, video blogging. So YouTubers, mm-hmm. as we talk to our kids and as we watch our grandchildren and friends' kids, you notice that they're always watching something on YouTube. They're enthralled with the content and the on-demand content. So we surveyed a bunch of students across the district, and many students really believe that they will become a YouTuber or something to this sort when they grow up and get a job. So we wanted to tap into that energy and teach them the proper tools and ways to interact online in that video blogging atmosphere. So
it's a blog, but it's video.
Yeah, like YouTubers, you know, the folks that everybody's watching. And
it's actually just pronounced vlog, blog, but with a V. Vlog.
Oh,
not,
it's
not
vlog.
Or video blog.
It's
vlog.
Okay. Yeah, you learn something new every day. What a good name.
Yeah.
Radio show. Bhavani, are you involved in this?
Not directly yet with that program, but I'm hoping to be involved with it.
So what age are the kids that you're working with on this?
So the pilot will start at elementary. So grades mm-hmm. 3 through 5 is our main focus. And what they'll be doing is building up their online profile using most likely YouTube or in other sources, but YouTube will be the first step. And then they'll learn how to create content, how to be safe online, how to target the audience. And what will happen is that teacher and students will then use that channel as a site news channel. And then when it's more developed and everything's in place, the goal would be to open it to the community, the parents and local.
So that
community.
They can all see.
Yeah, and then they can interview local businesses.
That's so
and
cool.
Possibly interview various staff members and just get used to interacting in that space. And we have all the equipment in place, and we're just getting ready to launch.
Well, so where do you have all the equipment in place?
So all the equipment is stored right now in ETIS, uh-huh. and our first we're kind of still waiting to see who wants to really run with it the most, but Bubbling Wells right now is showing the greatest interest, so.
So do you bring equipment there and leave it?
I'm going to leave it there, yep. It's a set for the teacher, and uh-huh. then the teacher then is in charge of that equipment, and they just build up their news channel, basically. And the students then learn how to ask the right questions, and then based on the feedback they get either through direct contact via the channel or through indirect contact from emails or topics, then they'll respond and answer for their questions.
How cool. All right, when this gets going, you need to
let me
come and
you'll
watch.
Be the first one we interview. And let me give you some cool statistics real quick. So there's some fun data that's important, that's relevant. Everybody likes data. So right now, 53% of all marketing is done through like a video blog type scenario. So 53%, and that's going to increase massively over the next 2 years, meaning that people are spending more.
You mean like all marketing everywhere? Like people are actually.
Commercials are becoming less and less important. Newspaper is becoming less and less important. It's all about those small online
it's
video
sponsored
clips.
Videos.
Wow.
A lot of people consume specifically things on YouTube. There are other video sites, but none are as big as that. And a lot of the personalities get sponsored videos. They get more out of.
Wow.
They get more out of things than just their partnerships, and along with that, they get to spread around. So
when you're talking about, quote, YouTubers and how they may make a living this way, that's how they do it, right? They get sponsors for their content.
One way of doing it, yep, and based on how many views and then based on what the content is that they're sharing. But that is one of it. So people watch YouTube now, and so every so many videos, you might get a little commercial. And that's how YouTube makes the money. And then those.
Right.
Depending on
well, and even when you. Because honestly, I watch YouTube for, like, how do I change the time on my clock now that it's
right.
daylight savings and I can't find my manual? I mean, seriously, that.
Absolutely.
For me, I use YouTube as a how to, you know, when I can't do something. But I do know, because you guys tell me, that kids are getting. Like their news and entertainment from YouTube. And like, I know now that when I go to, which is part of my job, to look up news clips on mainstream media, I always have to watch a commercial first. So it's like that kind of concept, right?
Exactly. And let me share a couple of pieces of data that's really relevant. 90% increase in online market, direct marketing, customer traffic if the person online is using a blog source or a video blog source. So those that are marketing online, if they tie it to a blog where people can go and read comments and interact, they have a 97% increase of customer market driven traffic to their site. That's huge.
Wow.
In 2017, 66% of all marketers, paid marketers, people that come in and help you market your product, 66% of all customers of those marketers use blogging or videos, and basically right, 31.7 million blogs by 2020 will be focused on the Fortune 500 companies. Pretty impressive. So that's, it's relevant. Like, it's relevant for the future. It's
mind-boggling.
It should be part of every business academy. It should be part of any e-commerce type classes.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, shooting ads is getting to be a lot less common, and nowadays you'll find in vlogs and just stuff online, people will break up the video, or they'll start it with it, or they'll end it with it, saying something like, "This video is sponsored by HelloFresh or Quip or Blue Apron or." Just some sort of company that wants to provide a service.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they spread around everything, and they tend to involve reward codes with that.
Oh, and I would assume that if you end up having a following on your
channel,
vlog,
yeah,
right? Is that what you called it?
Vlog. It tends to be on the channel, but yeah.
Okay, but so if you have a following, and then you. And right, with subscribers, and then you endorse a particular product because people respect you, they'll pay for that, right? I mean,
definitely. That's one. Yep, yeah. That's definitely one way. That most common is get a following, get a lot of viewers.
I'm going to move us along only because we're not going to get through everything, and no. I do want to let these ladies speak too. Will, so
perfect.
Bhavani, you were a teacher at Corsini.
Two Bunch Palms. Yes.
And how long have you been at Tectosa?
This is my fourth year.
Already?
Yes.
Wow. So I guess you're liking it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. What are you working on in the classroom?
So one of the new projects or pilots we're working on is Breakout EDU.
Okay.
Are you familiar
have
with
not,
that?
Other than we'll put that on my talking points, okay. But I have no idea what it is. So tell us.
The concept is similar to an escape room. Where they have to actually break into a box. So it's collaborative, it's teamwork. It applies to all grade levels and content areas. And so basically, Breakout U is a kit that has different kinds of locks on it. And they have puzzle pieces and mystery pieces that they have to solve. And as a team, they have to break into the box, which is called breaking out. And it incorporates standards and incorporates the four C's, like communication, collaboration, all of those things. And so some schools have purchased it, and so I've done lessons with fifth grade, where we'll do American Revolution unit, and so they'll take concepts that they're learning in the classroom, come into the room, and so we set up the room with the puzzle pieces, all of that, invisible ink, and they have to work together, and they have a set time to break out in. And so we set up the game. They come in, they work as a team, they have hint cards that they can give us, but
right. It's
a lot of problem solving strategies that are being used. So I feel like it does a great job of connecting the content and it's standards-based, but then also the skills that they'll need as well. And so it's just engaging and collaborative
and fun.
You have a reflection piece after that you do with the kids to talk about what did you notice, how did you work together, because they're real life skills and it applies to the classroom context.
We had a board visit last spring, and I think it was at Bubbling Wells, and I think I saw kids
doing the breakout.
This. Yeah, and they were younger than fifth grade.
Oh, to kindergarten.
It was fascinating. I mean, and it is, I'm not very good at this kind of thing because I tend to, like, I get, I know I seem like I'm an extrovert, and I am, but when it comes to this kind of thing, I tend to shrink back and not chime in and let other people figure it out, because I'm not, the whole concept of like solving the puzzles is just really not my thing, but it is really great exercise, and it is fun.
Yeah, they kids love it. They're so engaged. Even if they don't end up breaking out, the whole experience of it, they enjoyed it. And I feel like it also takes the learning a little bit deeper, because whatever they're doing is based off of the content that they're learning, but now it's actual hands-on application and collaboration, right? I feel like that's a life skill.
That's
and you're
going
to work with different people.
You have
and
to.
They're all about using the strategies that we hope the kids have with problem solving and perseverance and all of those, but it's an interactive and engaging way to help kids train that skill set.
This is, you know, more and more, there's so less, you know, teachers just standing in front of a, you know, what is it they call
the
it?
The stand and deliver.
Spray.
Yeah.
Stand and deliver or a say and spray, you know, but because our kids are wired a little differently now because they have so much technology in their lives.
Yeah.
And all that stimulation all the time that they really need to have that in school. And we've stepped up to the plate, you know?
Absolutely.
which is really, really awesome. What was that bus that came last spring?
The iBus. It was like a escape room on wheels.
Right. So this reminded me of that. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, same kind of concept.
I didn't do very well in that room either.
But it was fun, right?
I know I did.
You
it was fun.
You were
I did
engaged,
enjoy it.
Right?
I think I did open
I watched the video
one,
of you.
You know, I think I opened one thing, and I was so happy to do that.
Yeah.
My contribution. But I most of it was beyond me, but it was fascinating to be a part of it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, well, that's really cool. And look at, you know, you're not only, okay, so you go to an escape room, people pay for recreation purposes, go to the escape room and they might learn something, they might not, but what you're doing is the same concept, but it's based on the standards.
Yeah.
So whatever curriculum they're working on.
Exactly. And the platform caters to all the grade levels. So you can search if you need to find something for kindergarten, you can. The best part with these is you can also tailor it and have it fit to the curriculum that we're also using, because you can create it yourself and make the game, right? So it doesn't have to be a game that's already done. We encourage teachers during their collaboration time, okay, let's sit and plan this experience for the students. Look at what you're already doing. Let's look at the standards. Let's look at what resources we already have within the curriculum that we have and build it from there. And so it's always different. When I did it with the teachers and they got to experience it. And so that, because I felt like it was important for teachers to understand what they're going to expect kids to do. But I felt like it was very powerful for the teachers to see the students engaged in it. And when we debriefed and talked about it and reflected on the process and all of that, it makes a complete difference. And even if the content is rigorous, the kids are determined and they're willing to try. And if they didn't break out, then okay, next time we do it, they're even more determined. So I feel like it's definitely an experience worth it.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Ursula. This is your second year?
Yes.
At Tectosa? Mm-hmm. And where did you come from?
I was at Corsini.
You are at Corsini also.
Yeah.
Are
mm-hmm.
you enjoying?
I am. Yeah.
Good.
It's a lot of fun. Lots
All
of learning.
Right. You're going to talk to me about 3MMD. What is it?
3MMD stands for 3-minute mic drops. It gives students the chance to kind of speak and talk about topics that are related to their everyday life. So we want the students to have the opportunity to share their voice, which is kind of what they're able to do with the vlogging that we're talking about too. But with this, they're learning presentation skills, which are really important for them in their future whenever they're going to interviews and things like that. They really need to know how to present themselves in a positive, good way. So this is going to give them the experience to present in front of their peers, in front of teachers, in front of their parents, in front of the community, ultimately.
These are elementary kids?
We're going to start with elementary, and then we're going to be kind of working our way up as the pilot moves along. Yeah.
So what do you do? You teach the kids, like, okay, this is a microphone, and now we're going to work on the content of, you know, tell us about yourself, what's your elevator speech, like what kind of stuff are you working with them on? Or is it like a book report that they're going to give in 3 minutes?
Well, there's a few things there.
Okay.
So first off, there's presentation skills that are involved in the standards that a lot of teachers don't really pay attention to. And we want to make sure students know how to speak and, again, present themselves. So we're going to work on having them learn those skills, but also talk to them about how to get their points across clearly. So we do want them to talk about themselves, but their dreams and things that they like about school, things that they'd like to see changed, their beliefs, their philosophy. So kind of, it is kind of an elevator speech, I guess. So it's only 3 minutes, but it's what they're passionate about. So.
And do you videotape them so that they can see it back, or do you record them, the audio?
Well, that's part of the practicing mm-hmm. of it. So they'll practice, they'll record themselves, they'll see, and they're actually going to look at other people that have done well so they can compare and do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they'll be videoing themselves so they can.
So we're piloting this year?
Yes.
So who gets to start?
There's a few elementary teachers that are going to start this year, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Very cool and so important. Like, I mean, what do they say? Fear of after death and taxes, the third biggest fear is
public speaking. Yeah.
And for me, don't report me. Me too. I talk with my hands. I just touch Will on the knee. It's not harassment if you like it, though. Yeah. Anyway,
whoa!
Did I just say that? Okay, maybe we need to edit that out.
it's gonna be a weird edit.
No, I'm kidding. We don't have to edit it out. It's okay. I'm among friends. I was joking around. And if Will reports me, then I'm sure I can find some dirt on him too. Anyway, No, I love Will.
Good luck on finding that dirt.
Yeah.
It's in the dark web.
Anyway, yeah. Well, you never know what you're going to find on the dark web, right?
But this 3MMD is...
No,
we
but...
We really
what
wanted
I would,
to see...
Yeah.
So our long-term goal... Yeah, short-term goal is long-term goal. Short-term goal is to start to get really creative, teaching our kids how to become speakers, kind of like the TED Talks. You know, mm-hmm. that's what my main goal was, really, is to create like a TED Talks type environment where we're bringing forward very, you know, innovative or even controversial topics and presenting it in a very academic way where it inspires the crowd. And that's our end goal. So we want to get the structure built up. We want students to feel comfortable and they want to take advantage of this. And then we hope that it'll be something big on the stage. You know, we take the top finalists from these certain schools and we bring them to one of the theaters, either at Ranch High or Palm Springs High, and we have a night where people come in and pay to sit and, you know, listen to these very engaging, and that's our down-the-road goal.
And I think most of our high schools now have public speaking as part of the curriculum, which they didn't when I went to school. Maybe
could.
When you guys went. You're all younger than me.
Just in college.
Yeah, in college, right? So now we've bumped it down to high school, but if you're starting with kids in elementary school and getting them to feel comfortable, you know, holding a mic and being in front of a group.
That's
and
really where
trying
you need
to be
start.
Engaging.
Yeah.
By the time they get to high school, it's just going to be a piece of cake.
It
and
normal.
Then college is just, you know, and the more you do it, the easier it is.
The more comfortable you get. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, like when I have people on the show that have never been on a radio show before, and I'm just like, just relax. It's a conversation, you know, it's not but it is nerve wracking. I mean, the first time that I did it, I'm like, I can't, you know, like this is weird and I don't like my voice and I, you know, and the more you do it, you just start to feel comfortable and you are like, you know, you think, oh, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'm going to hit Will on the knee and get thrown off the air. Anyway, the stuff that's going on in Palm Springs Unified relative to technology is just, it's lightning speed. And we're, you know, you embrace it all, Will, and you have a team that does the same. Like, you know, you hear about something new, like, yeah, let's try it. And we have a superintendent and a cabinet and a board of education that also supports trying things.
Very forward thinking. And we all have OCD, so we love these unique challenges. And you know, we come up with various, every day it's like a new idea. Now, of course, we have to slow down sometimes and make sure we stay aligned with district goals and
That's
needs
right.
and wants. But anything we do, you can see that it does. We focus on, you know, attendance. We focus on creativity, innovation. We're focusing on doing things that are aligned with what we're already trying to accomplish. So there's so much that you can do, and unfortunately there's so much little time and resources, so we have to pick and choose, and then, you know. But like you said, everybody it's not just technology, it's the entire district right now. I feel like we're at a great spot as far as doing new things, like not trying to just do the same old stuff, just bringing new things and trying to be that lead district where the districts want to do things like we do. And so as long as we can keep doing that, it's a pretty amazing job we have.
I'm sure, ladies, that Will shared with you the recent visit from our county superintendent, Dr. Judy White. If he didn't, I will.
Please do.
I did not.
I didn't go with her on her whole visit, but she, Judy White.
Oh, yeah, Judy White. Just joking. She was so amazing.
She stopped by to see Will, and he proceeded to hand her a couple of pages of all the initiatives going on, but then he talked about a few of them, and I've seen Judy speak before, and I've seen her engaged, and I've never seen her that engaged and that impressed. And she
it was fun.
Like,
we hit it off
Sandy,
really well.
You know, our superintendent, Dr. Sandy Lyon, I can't tell you what it means to me that you brought me over here, and you know, aww. I want to. And one of the things that they focused on, we're going to talk about on next week's show, and that's what's it called?
Esports,
ooh, yeah. So that's a teaser. So you're going to tune in next week. But she was like blown away by that whole thing. Me
very
too, because
cool.
It was the first I had ever heard of it. And
Judy was pretty amazing. I know we don't have much time, but she shared a really cool story with us at the end. Her daughter was buying a house.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to do with our vlog and social media presence. So her daughter was trying to buy a house, and they found the house they really loved. They put in their bid, what they could afford, and unfortunately they weren't the top bid. I think they were either the third best bid. Mm-hmm. However, the sellers, they wanted to know who was going to move into their house, which they loved and were sad to leave, and so they did a little social media background searches, and they chose the family that they felt would best represent that house, and they chose Judy's daughter. So that's amazing that their online presence
and that's what
saved them $20,000.
And that's what kids need to realize.
Yeah, their digital footprint.
Yes, it's very, I think it's still difficult for us as adults and educators to get that point across on how important it is.
Yeah.
More often than not now, you go for an interview and they already know more about you than you had ever planned on sharing.
Right.
Yeah. Or you might not even get the interview if they do their research ahead of time, like, nope, it's not going to be a good fit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know? So, ladies, what are you most passionate about these days?
Boom, boom, boom. With what?
You only have a minute each. I'm talking about related to technology and Palm Springs Unified. We're not going to other places.
I'm going to go with my breakout, EDU. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to take the show on the road. Take the show on the road?
Wait. Right? I don't think that's right.
Is that right?
It's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's right.
Sorry. The
I can't support you.
Like always questions
on the road.
Okay. I meant to all the school sites.
Yes.
So kind of bringing that experience to other school sites so they can see the benefit, they can experience it, and, you know, become believers, and I can help support that.
Awesome. Ursula.
Well, I am really excited about having the kids presenting their ideas
MMD.
And knowledge. Yeah. I've also been really excited to work with some of the teachers and school sites with their robotics, with some of coding.
That's
been a lot of fun.
So that's related to Cakewalk, right?
Yes,
we're talking about
expansion.
That on the next show,
yeah,
too.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about that. Yeah.
All right. Ladies, thank you. Bhavani's coming back next week, I think.
Yes.
So we'll see you next week.
Well done.
And you all need to come back because we're going to continue the conversation. Will and Bhavani will be back. They'll be joined by Eduardo Rivera, who's another one of our Techtoses. We'll tell you more about the district state award for a cutting-edge program focused on digital citizenship and much, much more. Our show airs right here on 92.3 FM KWXY. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Daniel. We'll see you next week.